All right, I think it's time. Good morning. Good morning, church. Here at the end of June, how's your summer going? I guess we're only 1 week into summer. We had our longest day of the year, and now the days are getting shorter. Sorry. I always am surprised at how quickly the longest day of the year comes. Okay, why don't you stand with us, Willow? And we will sing together, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Have this wonderful new bulletin, which helps with announcements, so I don't have to be repetitive. Make sure that you check those out so you're not missing anything. I don't think we have any special announcements. I do want to emphasize that John Reed is starting a study in Romans this Thursday at 6, so please come out and join us for that. Did anyone have anything they needed to share? Jan. Okay, yeah, Jan's saying let's make sure when we use the building throughout the week to do the thoughtful things like turning off the coffee pot or the lights or being mindful of the bathrooms. That would be really good and helpful, and being a good steward of what God has given us. I'm going to dismiss the children for church. Yes, someone else? Yes, Brunel. Yes, wonderful. Okay, yes. And, how's he feeling? How's he feeling? Okay. Okay. just want to start this time of prayer with a huge hallelujah for Roe being overturned this past week. That is amazing. Whoever thought they would see that happen, right? But God has probably many more surprises up his sleeve. And I really believe that the Spirit is about to be poured out on this earth, on this country, and a wave of revival is going to sweep over us. And I'm going to read, this is Psalm 118. I have a dollar as my bookmark. Sorry. Gotta move that. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Think of how many babies are going to be leaders and pastors and missionaries and scientists, and it's just so exciting. The Lord is my strength and my song and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Amen. So, are there any prayer requests that are not in the bulletin? Or any praises? Jan mentioned in prayer before the service that a young father, I think a new father, was just diagnosed with a blood cancer. I don't remember his name.
Chris.
And I'm not sure how she knows him. I'll have to ask. Renelle. Did she have her surgery? Not quite? Not yet. When is it? 29th. Okay. No, that's great. So her surgery is this week. Please be in prayer for her. And I don't know, you know, most 12-year-olds don't have to go through surgery like this. So just lift her up and pray the peace of God over her. Is that all? All right, let's go to prayer. Father, you are so good. And your hand is not too short to save. Your right arm is not too short to save. And you are in all of the details, the little ones and the big ones and the ones in between. And you are moving when we cannot see you, and you are orchestrating. And you have the highest intentions, the greatest good for all of us if we would trust you. We are praising you together corporately. That this historic day has come where Roe versus Wade has been overturned and babies by the thousands will live, even though abortions are still going to happen. Corporately as a nation, we have put to end something that has been so egregious to you, the shedding of innocent blood. So we praise you, Lord, that you are pouring out your Spirit in this earth and in this country and raising it back up to justice and righteousness, and that is the cry of our hearts, that you would do that, and that you would move in hearts across your church and soften us, Lord, and bring us to personal repentance, and that we would expect and ask and wait for the next move of God that would move among us, and all those people that we've been praying for years, for decades, would come to know you, and that they will no longer walk in darkness, but see a great light. We thank you that that is what you want. You are the God of life, and you are not willing that any should perish. You are a good, good Father. I lift up to you this young man, Chris, who has just been given a hard diagnosis of blood cancer. I just come against that cancer in the name of Jesus, and I say, no, he is covered. If he's a believer, he is covered by your healing blood, and I ask that you would touch him and heal him, and that the next time he goes, there will be a very different report. And I thank you for your good intentions towards Chris as well. And I lift up to you our little Delaney, who is... She's just being so brave, such a soldier, and keeping a great attitude and staying strong. And Father, help that family to know that we are with them in spirit, that they have a family in us, and that we just want to come around them and love and support. Help them to actually feel our prayers. And we do lift her up this week as she enters surgery, and I don't know how she's feeling about that, maybe nervous, maybe afraid. But you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a strong mind. And I praise you that you have made her to be a very strong young girl. I pray for skill and excellence in the surgeon's hands, that surgery will go exceedingly abundantly above what that man expects, and that it will just be flawless, and that she will heal beautifully. There will be no secondary infections. And that this cancer will be a thing of the past, and she will heal, and she will be a stronger because of this cancer journey. And we know that we are more than conquerors. And to me, that means we don't even have to enter into the battle. You did it for us. We thank you for everyone here. Thank you for Pastor Mark and his wife here. And I ask that it would be a beautiful time had by all of us as we fellowship in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would stand with us, we're going to sing a few more songs together. Of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts, full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Holy, holy, holy. It's the only word in all of Scripture that's repeated three times. He is holy, holy, holy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is He. Sing a new song to Him.
now you've heard some preaching. Thank you, brother. Thank you. As we leave this time of worship, we're going to have a potluck. We're going to be rearranging chairs and setting up tables, and then we'll be eating. Let me let our benediction from this service also be our word of blessing for the potluck. Father, we thank you for the word broken out before us, explained to us, challenging our hearts and our minds. We are both convinced and convicted by your Holy Spirit. For this time of fellowship, following that, the time of meeting, we ask your blessings upon that time, upon the